that where we're doing the coil up? Yeah. So that riverbank erosion that you see, we've got a plan in place to try and deal with the riverbank erosion.
Ecologist Matt Bell and environmental officer Peter Goonan are heading out to Willamba Island. It's tucked away in the wetlands near Tuncurry on the New South Wales mid-north coast. They're hoping to see more native wildlife, including, if they're really lucky, a bush-tailed phascogal. This little rat-like creature with its fluffy tail is listed as an endangered species.
The plantings will help because they'll have deep-rooted vegetation to hold the bank.
Hello, I'm Gabby Lyons. Willamba Island used to be a dairy farm. It was taken over by local council a few years ago and is slowly being revegetated and restored to its natural habitat. Matt Bell's been with the project from the very beginning.
We're on Willamba Island. It's an island in the middle of the lower Willamba River, which is part of the Wallace Lake catchment. Council's had an interest in this island for about 5 or 6 years now. We acquired the island. It's 36 hectares as part of the implementation of the Wallace Lake catchment management plan and efforts to improve water quality in the Wallace Lake system. It's had a long history. It's certainly the most impactful or prominent land use was dairy use. It would have been the higher parts of the island would have been cleared and pasture improved through the early 1900s. There was a residence on the property, and there's an 8-stand dairy still present on the island. But the legacy of that was heavily impacted wetlands, some draining of the wetland system, a lot of weeds, biomass on the island system. So a fairly degraded system in that it hadn't been managed for a long time.
The diversity of wildlife on Willamba Island has surprised Matt Bell and his colleague Peter Goonan. So too has the number of feral pest animals that also call this place home. Yep. They've got motion sensing cameras in place to track wildlife movements.
We're already standing under a tree and it's a little bit windy, a little bit chilly. We've got just an animal box up here. What kind of animals are we seeing living up in the trees?
Yeah, okay, so we've been doing surveys and we didn't expect it, but we found an image on a motion-activated camera of a brush-tailed phascogal. Unfortunately, it was in the jaws of a fox. Not what we want. We're excited to see that the phascogal occurred on the island, but we were not excited by the fact that it was being predated upon by foxes. And so phascogals are dependent for shelter during the day on natural hollows, and so we knew that just from the state of the island that there wouldn't have been a lot of natural hollows present within the natural vegetation. So in order to do something about that to assist protect the phascogals, we installed a considerable number of nesting boxes to give them an alternate place to live.
We've got a bright yellow stick with what looks to be kind of like a little camera tucked on the bottom. What kind of images are you getting from inside the boxes?
Yeah, so we've been monitoring the boxes, and it's really exciting. We've seen a lot of evidence of use of the boxes. We actually haven't seen any phascogal images as yet, but we found sugar gliders, which again we didn't really expect to occur on this island. So they've readily taken to the boxes. Yeah, it's been a really good process for us to investigate what's here, what's using the boxes, and it's reassuring that some of the work that we've been doing is having a positive impact. So you're gonna have a look in a couple of boxes, mate. Yeah, cool. Oh, well, hopefully we get it working, hey?
Peter Goonan, Environmental Officer at Mid-Coast Council.
So, Peter, tell me a little bit about when you do get out and about and into the boat and onto the islands, what do you start looking for? What is it that you're on the ground? What are you actually looking for?
The main priority with a lot of our work is the amount of weed density, and there's obviously a lot of weed impact from the surrounding area here. We've got a lot of birds carrying weeds through. It's a river area. It's very fertile. So that's the first thing you generally see when you get off on a site. Beyond that, I guess, it's just really looking at how a lot of these sites with our revegetation, how the plantings are going. And
you've got some of the animal boxes, and we've been discussing as well some of the cameras that you guys are setting up. What's all that about? What element does that help in bringing this all back to life?
We use a lot of motion-activated cameras around the sites, more so to monitor the impacts of feral animals. A lot of these landscapes, we've got foxes and sometimes wild dogs that can have a pretty big impact on the native wildlife. Yep. So we periodically just establish these cameras just to get an idea of whether there is actually any foxes or dogs on the site at the time. Helps us to work out when we should control and how we should control. Also gives us an indication of kind of how they move around. We've got, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of these nesting boxes that we've placed back up in some of the vegetation to help the little little cuddly guys out. We're standing next to one right now, which actually has a little sugar glider up there having a snooze in there. So
he wasn't too impressed with you
before.
He wasn't
too happy with the light shining on his eye, but most animals probably wouldn't be. It's good to see that we've put these boxes out, and to see them actually being used is pretty positive. Yeah, he's in there.
Is he?
He's hidden under the leaves. You can see the eyes looking up.
You mentioned the ferals that are there. Why is it bad to have foxes and dogs, other than obviously killing off our little cuddly friends? Is that not just proof of an operating ecosystem?
It's tough, particularly on a site like the one we're on now. It's so small that really any type of feral predator on here is going to devastate the local wildlife. The fox issue is more of a problem. Foxes have a pretty devastating effect on wildlife. They also help to spread weeds around through seeds. They like to eat the berries in a lot of the weeds, and they spread them around the place. So they have a feed on our wildlife, and they also spread some environmentally damaging weeds around the place.
So we're not a fan of the foxes. So what other animals have you picked up on your motion sensing cameras at this point?
Mostly common animals like brush-tailed possums, ring-tailed possums, swamp wallabies, eastern grey kangaroos. A lot of birds often come down, and brush-tailed phascogale we've had a couple of times, which is exciting. A little fluffy-tailed critter. You never know what you're going to find when you have a look back through the footage, which is exciting.
What is it that's exciting to you or important about keeping wetlands like this surviving and living and thriving on their own?
Look, I really like nature and the environment, and it's good to come into these types of landscapes. Whether they're in pristine condition when you first see them or whether they need a lot of work, it's really exciting to see the progress that you can make at the end of the day, and native vegetation's taken a hit over the years, so it's really important. It's really exciting for us, and when we get to come out here, it's really, really good to see impacts that we're having, and hopefully we can continue to do it.
I've got to just take a couple of photos for my photo point monitoring, so I'll grab my stuff and do that.
Happy to just cruise around.